If you are an artist and you take a palette of colors and you mix two colors together, you get a different color. But the color you get is never the same. It has a different shade. And if you take at random the color, you can never repeat the same color you got in the first place. It will look the same to the human eye, but it is not. It is different. The particles you have joined are different. The shade is different. This is using only two colors. Imagine if you take all the colors on your palette and you mix them together and you create the shade of color that you create. Imagine how many different shades you can create by mixing the colors. This is energy. Imagine the infinite amounts of strands of colors and shades from all the emotions that are taking place in your world at the same moment. Imagine how many combinations of colors you can create. This is what you create constantly. You mix so many colors together, you never repeat the same color. You always create a new color. Whilst the old color still exists, and layers and layers are endless. Endless forms of energy you create. And these energies come together to create more energies, more emotions, more confusion. You have to understand the basic fundamental of the original colors on the palette. Without mixing them together, you have to understand the basic fundamental of those colors, of those simple energies. The confusion you create is unrecognizable from the origin of what it was created with. You have to understand the origin. You have to strip it back to understand the origin. You cannot consistently keep mixing the colors to be aware of the simplicity of the colors you originally started with. This is energy. This is the energy you create in the world you live in, the illusion you create with this energy in the world that you live in. It is far simpler than that. You create these energies because you wish to create them. You chose to create them. You chose to create chaos. And now you choose to understand why you created chaos. And you are getting to the point where you will understand why you created chaos. We too want to understand why you create so much chaos within the world you have created. But these energies are formed. There is no going back. You form them with your imagination. You form them with your actions. You created them with your actions. And as I said before, there are certain points where energies come together. But the energies that come together are the original form of energy, not the confused form that you have created, but the original palette of paints that you started with. This is where we are at now. This is the point where the original palette is created. The point of imagination. This is where you sit right now with the original palette of paints, with the ability to use your imagination to create your great and wonderful designs, or your chaos, whichever you choose. This is why it is a special place. This is why you are here, to understand this, to be aware of it. This is why the channel is clear. It is not contaminated. It is pure. So, in what you call time, you can go forward with your creative palette. But you can go forward knowing what you want to create. You can go forward with intent, with intention, knowing what you want to achieve in the world you live in, if you want to achieve anything. And you can achieve anything with your imagination. Your imagination is the tool that puts all the pieces in place and allows them to be processed. The process must be followed, must be completed. This is done with your imagination. You have a very charged imagination. Charged. What does this mean? You have a very formed imagination. A very trained imagination. And often a very volatile imagination. You must work on this. Colors are important. And you get emotional energy from colors. The illusion you have created, colors are very important, as to our sounds. They're all independent energies that collate into something else. They're born to develop into something else. You give them life with your imagination. This is why you are so drawn to music, the creation of a sound, an emotion. We too are drawn to colors and sound, which evokes emotion always. no finer form of creation than sound. Not words. Words are different. Your words, your created words, can confuse you. The meaning is all that is important, not the words. The emotion behind the words can confuse you when the incorrect word is used with the emotion. And you interpret the words in whatever way you wish. Often incorrectly. But sounds are different, as too are colors. Light evokes feeling always. You must not ask, you must not ask such practical questions all the time. It is unnecessary. Your questions are born from your conditioning. You must use your imagination. You must think outside of the box. Your words. You must always think outside of what your perception of normality is, because often there lies the answer, not within your secluded, conditioned world. So many people live in a box, and they see no way out, no door, no window, no light. You do not. So spread your wings. Fly high. Use your imagination to go wherever you want to go, whatever you want to create. Use your imagination, because all and everything exists for you. There is no box. It does not exist. It is an illusion. You have been with us for all of eternity. Your infinite energy. You have worked with us for a very long time. You have stepped out of your comfort zone on many occasions. This we admire, but we don't understand. You have chosen to do this on many occasions. We know you never left. As we said before, there is nowhere to go. But we do wonder often why. Yes. There is a lot of boxes being created now, a lot of prisons, you can see them, like a mosaic of rectangles joined together, a prison for many. Many individuals have created their own prison, and they are joining their prison with everybody else's prison, you can see. The circle, the sphere, cannot join with another so easily. An atom, a molecule, it has no necessity to join, it is already one. An army can be broken by one thought. Spread like a virus through an army can be broken quickly. One simple sentence, one thought can destroy an empire. This is the power of the source. This is a power that you all have with your imagination and your ability to adapt the process. Your mind will apply through the correct process with your imagination. The mind is merely the tool. Your imagination is the command. You can create or you can destroy. You choose. There's no right or wrong. But you must be aware. You must consciously be aware of this power, this energy. We do not live in a physical form. So therefore, in your world, we have no physical position. We live in the metaphysical, which if you were to view it in the terms of your logic, it would be a space. You would not see anything other than a space, a vast, empty space, is how it would look to you, but it is not. The emptiness is full of vibrant, incredible experiences and different dimensions, but you cannot see this. It is overlapping every empty space that you perceive is an empty space, that you believe is an empty space, which of course it is not. It is where we live. It is our home. But we don't choose to randomly go to many different empty spaces as you would perceive them to be, which of course they are not. And you have many people that contact what you would call ET entities, different energies, who do live in the physical, who do have which they live upon and travel out of. But we do not do this. I could not begin to explain to you what you would perceive as an empty space would look like, because even the words "look like" has no relevance. And you have lived here also many times, in one moment. What you can see is not from our world. What you can see now is from the physical world. Vast. I know. Physical creation of entities, energy, formation. Huge to you in mass, but in reality nothing other than an illusion. You will be seen by many. Posing. Forces.